Before we jump into the episode today, I want to share something with you from my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really can't tell you how much your support means to me. We've been doing the podcast now for almost 4 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you that listens, shares an episode with your friends, sends me a DM or a text message letting me know how an episode resonated with you or any aha moments. Seriously, I couldn't be more grateful to be able to create this podcast. It has been such a blessing in my life, and I love hearing the ways it's been able to provide value in yours as well. One thing you might not know is how much work it takes to be consistent with a podcast. In fact, did you know that the majority of podcasts don't make it past episode number 10? And we are well beyond that. And it's just a lot thinking of the episodes, recording them, editing them, managing the guests, making sure that everything runs smoothly and gets uploaded consistently and regularly. And so that's why I have created an amazing opportunity for you to support the podcast monetarily. And in exchange for that, you will get exclusive premium subscriber content. So for as little as $3 a month, you can become a premium subscriber of the podcast. And every month, I will upload new voice-guided workouts and breathwork meditation audio for you. So that way you can work out with me coaching you in your ears. You can also take a moment to reduce your stress and relax and come down and ground down with one of my breathwork audios. So if that is on your heart to support the podcast for as little as $3 a month to become a premium podcast subscriber, I can't tell you how much that means to me and the growth of this podcast. I appreciate you. If you're interested, click the link in the description, become a premium podcast subscriber, new content every month, and while supplies last, I'll send you an exclusive podcast coffee mug so you can have your self-love and sweat coffee every morning. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to Self-Love and Sweat, the podcast, the place where you'll get inspired to live your life unapologetically, embrace your perfect imperfections, break down barriers, and do what sets your soul on fire. I'm your host, London Souza. Hey friend, it's me, London Souza, online lifestyle transformation coach. I help people all over the world just like you who know they are meant for more, get their mind right and their body tight, and go from crazy busy to crazy happy. And hey, if it's our first time meeting, welcome. So happy to have you. And if you've been with us for a while, it's so great that you're here too. I'm really excited to share this episode of the Self-Love and Sweat podcast with you.
Welcome, welcome to today's podcast. This is going to be a quick one. This is going to be a quick episode that you can listen to, that you can tune into when you just feel like you're having a shitty day, when you're having a meh day where you're just like, ugh, and whether feelings of angst have come up or you just didn't sleep very well, or it's just one of those days. This is an episode that you can come back to regularly to just help you check in with you and potentially turn your day around. And I say potentially because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points here. But I say potentially turn your day around because the first point, let's just jump right in because I want to make this quick. The first point is let yourself have one, right? And one doesn't just mean one, you know, maybe you need a couple days, like, right? But allow yourself, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, to see, yeah, maybe why or what you can learn or something like that. So it's not always, oh my gosh, I have feelings of discomfort and overwhelm. Or for me, sometimes those are feelings of anxiety and stress and just kind of overwhelm. I feel this very intense feeling in my chest. And sometimes I'm really good at hearing the whispers. And then sometimes
you know, it's almost as if my body's like banging, like, hello, London, like tune in, right? And so I've had a recent experience with that a couple days ago. And it was just like, let yourself have one, like let it be. So sometimes I think that we can, you know, beat ourselves up when we have a day like that. And when I say we, I definitely mean I have done that where you have a day that's just like not so great. And then the aftermath of beating yourself up over time lost or all these different things, that can be even more stressful, right? So my first tip for a shitty day is let yourself have one, right? But then if you're like, okay, London, I had a shitty day and now I just really need that oomph. I just really need that pivot in my day to, yeah, change my perspective and move forward. And so the next tips are going to be more geared towards that. But hey, sometimes we just need to have a freaking shitty day because we all have them sometimes. And later on, I'm always learning from those shitty days, right? So it's even if I let myself have one, later on down the line, you know, I get to appreciate it. I get to learn from it. Yeah. So that's the first one. Number two, get outside and get some fresh air. Now, I know this might seem like, yeah, duh, London, that's a, you know, obvious one, but there's definitely been moments where I forgot about that, where I'm like, oh yeah, get up, get outside and just get some fresh air, right? Get in nature, you know, smell the fresh air, be in the sunshine if you can, or maybe it's, you know, the afternoon or evening and you're just kind of in more of that, afternoon sun or whatever, you know, maybe the sun, maybe it's cloudy and you just get to put your sweatshirt on and just get to get outside and get some air, you know, that's always really helpful because, and I say, and do that disconnected. So don't go for a walk and get outside and get some fresh air and then be on your phone. Right? Leave your phone, you know, in your pocket, or I have this little kind of cross body bag that I wear and I'll just put it in there and just kind of put the bag kind of behind me. So my phone's not in my hand and you're just walking and you're looking up and you can, you know, think of a right? You can think of a lot of different things probably when you're having a shitty day, but just really focusing on what you're grateful for. You know, and things you're proud of or excited about or whatever. And we'll talk about that too. But even while you're getting outside and getting fresh air, just kind of that grounding nature is so helpful. The fresh air can be so invigorating. And I just try to remind myself to relax my face and like relax my shoulders down a little bit. That's always really helpful when getting outside and getting some fresh air. And sometimes, you know, I need to do that multiple times, or sometimes it's like, oh, it's been a really crappy day. And I'm just like, oh, I'm still feeling, and then I'm like, oh, well, London, you didn't even go outside today. Like you maybe went outside, you know, really quickly to do, you know, whatever, do some things or in and out, but like you never went outside to just kind of go for a walk and be in nature. And that's always really helpful. So maybe you're listening to this right now because you've had a shitty day. It's your cue. This is your signal, your sign, your invitation to get up and go for a walk and get outside. Number three, work out. These are really basics, right? And these are all things I had to remind myself of a couple days ago when I took a mental health day. And then I was kind of remembering, okay, yeah, I need to kind of get back into the flow. And I was like, no, I know that I'm ready to step into a tough workout. I just am not feeling it because I've been not out of the flow, but it had been like 2 or 3 days since I really did a workout. And so then I took kind of a mental health day, and then getting back into the workout was just like, yeah, I wanted to. I knew how great it was going to make me feel, and I'm human. So sometimes it takes a little extra, you know, oomph to get into that. And so it was such a great feeling though to get into that workout. And I was feeling this particular instance I'm thinking about, I was feeling very anxious, and my anxious feeling is often in my chest and in my heart, and it's very alive in that space. And so when I work out, it's very similar feelings, right? Like my heart's racing. There's a lot of energy happening in that heart space. And so I find that when I work out, it's like the elevated heart rate of the workout hijacks the elevated heart rate of the anxious feelings, and coupled with all the endorphins and all the positive hormones and feelings that come along with working out, it kind of like, yeah, comes together and then comes down, if that makes sense. I don't know. That's just kind of the visual that I have, is, you know, not working out every single time I feel like I'm overwhelmed, right? But in those periods of time where I'm just feeling like, much more anxious feelings, much more, like I said, that feeling in that heart space. I just feel like working out, getting in a good sweat, getting your heart rate up, getting those happy hormones flowing through your body is really, really helpful to change the game. And I was reminded of that, especially in my workout this morning, the morning that I'm recording this podcast. I had a day off and I kind of went back into the gym. And so even when I was doing my workout, like I was warming up on the bike and I was just like, I love my legs. Like I'm so grateful for my legs. Like I'm so grateful that I get to move. Then my heart started beating and I was like, okay, you know, I love my heart. I'm so grateful, you know, because I was having a really shitty time and there were a few rough days where it was like, okay, I got to get myself back into the mindset that I do want to be in and not get stuck too long in the mindset that I don't want to be in, which is just less empowering. So that workout really, really changed the game for me. The fourth one. So we have let yourself have a shitty day. Right? Number two, get outside and get some fresh air. Number three, work out, get your heart rate up, get sweaty. That's an option. And then the fourth one, listing what you're excited about. So sometimes during shitty days and meh days, we don't really feel excited. We're thinking about all the things on our to-dos, the things that might be, things that might be bringing up anxious feelings. And I think it's really helpful to list what you're excited about. I was on a walk with my boyfriend the other day. It was like the evening after I had a really shitty day, a lot of anxious moments. And I just like was feeling, ugh. And we were on a walk and he had just asked me, you know, well, tell me three things you're grateful for and three things you learned. And I was like, oh, you know, and in that moment, I was like, oh, there's a different side of me that's not here right now yet that would just be like, oh, today I'm grateful for this and this and this. And then today I learned this, this, and this. But that wasn't how I was feeling in that moment. I really was like, oh yeah, I got to really think and dig and pull out some things I'm grateful for or things that I've learned, right? So listing what you're excited about, listing what you're grateful for, very, very helpful. And then the last one, number five, is learn something. Learn something. If you feel like, especially if it's like a shitty day where you're just like, I'm feeling so defeated, overwhelmed, there's so many to-dos, there's so much going on, and I just like learn something. It's so helpful. Or even if you have, you know, for me, sometimes it's like I work from home and I make my own schedule. And it's like, sometimes I want to put in full days, not necessarily because there's things to do, but I know that learning and growth is so inspiring and so motivating. And it helps with having less shitty days. And it also helps turn around some of the shitty days. Cause I think it's so helpful just to learn, right? You can listen to it. There's so many free resources to learn from, whether it's a podcast like this one. You can learn from, you know, going on taking a course on YouTube. There's so many free resources in this world. Like there's no excuse for not finding something to learn. You can pick up a book. I love reading actually physical books. Audio books are amazing. I've listened to a couple really great audio books lately. One of them, I'll just give a book suggestion because why not? One of them is really good. It's called The Midnight Library. I got that on Audible. My friend Allie recommended it to me. And that's been a really awesome book that I like to go. I got to look for the author right now. I'm looking on my phone. One second. Where's my library? Here we go. So The Midnight Library by Matt Haig, H-A-I-G. I'll put it in the description too. But that was a great, it's a fiction book. So that's a great learning book. And then another book I like too is called Think Again by Adam Grant. And those two books were really helpful and powerful learning. Think Again is a nonfiction. And then, The Midnight Library is fiction. So you can have a little a dose of both. But yeah, sometimes I just feel like taking a course, you know, even learning from a friend, right? Learning that, you know, X, Y, or Z really triggers you and that's what triggered a shitty day or whatever. Oh my gosh, there's a ladybug right in front of me crawling on the window. That's a great way to turn a shitty day around. I love ladybugs or like hummingbirds, or sometimes I'll see a praying mantis on this window from the outside, thankfully, but this ladybug's from the inside. Anyways, just noticed that. Learned something that I could, you know, look up and have a moment to look at a ladybug. I guess there's some learning in that. But yeah, so those are the five things, five ways to turn a shitty day around. A lot of basic stuff, but also number one, permission to let yourself have one. Number two, get outside and get some fresh air. Work out, get your sweat on. Especially if you're like how I felt where I was like, no, I've had some good days of sleep. Like I'm fine. I just need to like eat a good meal, work out, and then eat another good meal and I'll be good to go. And then listing what you're excited about or what you're grateful for. It's a very interesting feeling to start to think about what you might be grateful for when you're in that space of shitty feelings, right? Or what I'm excited about. I have my journal next to me here and I made a list of things I'm excited about when I wasn't feeling very excited. And so it's an interesting feeling to explore, to start to look in the filing cabinets of excitement and gratefulness when you're sometimes stuck in the sludge of like a shitty day, you know? So try to turn your brain around by focusing on that. And then the last one, learning something. Like I said, what can you learn today? Learning is super helpful. And I don't know, I don't know what everybody's, you know, job is that listens here. Maybe one day I'll have more of that information, but especially like for my online entrepreneurs or you're working from home and there's those days where you're just wearing all the hats and you're just like, sometimes there's weeks where you're just like all your hats are in a pile. And you're just like, I don't even know what fucking hat to wear today. Cause I know we all have those moments like that. Learning something has been really helpful. I'm like, okay, I can't even with all this right now, but I'm gonna watch a coaching video from Dr. Joe Dispenza, for example. That's what I love. Or, I'm gonna, you know, listen to a podcast maybe from, you know, Lewis Howes. It's one that I like that I find is motivating. Or I'll listen to, my boyfriend's podcast. I love the Next Level Human podcast. And just finding stuff to learn, right? Maybe taking an online course. If you're an online entrepreneur like I am, you're probably in a couple courses at the moment, or maybe you're not, but I always feel like I have, you know, kind of access to some courses always. So that way I can kind of always be learning something. And so, I find that's very, drives a lot of momentum. So if you're an online entrepreneur, you work from home or you're kind of making your own schedule and wearing all the hats, I find that learning is a great way to still feel on track, even when things might not feel that way overall, you know? So I think it's a good segue, a good bridge to getting the ducks back in a row, right? While they're out playing and having fun. thank you guys so much for listening to this episode and hope that you find any of these 5 tips, one or all of them, helpful to turn your shitty day around. Thank you for listening to this super quick episode. And now let's get back into a better day. Yeah?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us a review. This really helps a lot. And share this with a friend. I'm only one person, and with your help, we can really spread the message of self love and sweat and change more lives all around the world. I'm London Souza, reminding you that you deserve a life full of passion, presence, and purpose, fueled by self-love and sweat. This podcast is a Hit Spot Austria production.